You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
You are on the couch with Dr. Michelle, as you always are at this time. Friday's 11 in the morning Pacific Standard Time here on the country's most listened to internet talk station, LA Talk Radio. Welcome to my couch. Got a great show for you today, as always, and I invite you to call me at 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815 if you have questions or comments to my guest or myself. I'd love to hear from you. Also, you can contact me at docmichelle@aol.com. I will instantly answer any questions you may have online here, and we'll work it like that. Well, let me ask you something, guys. Would you like to be handed a roadmap, sort of kind of like a Thomas guide to happiness? Somebody to give you a map that says, here, here's where you go. Go route 405 south, and then you go 101 west. This will make you happy. And then you go out to the 134. And then at the end of that, you're going to find some of the joys and happiness that you deserve in life if you just follow this roadmap. Well, my guest today is going to tell you about that roadmap that you can follow. Her name is Carol Bettino, and she's a licensed professional counselor. She has a private practice in Arizona, and she's worked as a psychotherapist and teacher for over 20 years. Carol's also an active public speaker, conducted numerous workshops in mental health in the Phoenix area. And all over, actually. We're talking about our latest book today. It's called Directions, Your Roadmap to Happiness. Carol, welcome to the show. So nice to have you on today.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you here helping us out, which are the things we need to know. Your book apparently is offering simple tools and exercises that help folks develop the skills necessary to cope with everyday issues and relationships. You know, and what I really enjoyed about your book is that you learn by reading it kind of step by step. Easy read, by the way, folks. Very comfortable.
You know, that's yes. One of the things that when I wrote the book, I wanted it to be a book that would either work with you as a therapist to helping people or as a college instructor, which is what I do, you know, teaching people. And people who will never, ever have a reason to go into therapy would still be able to benefit by understanding some of the things that keep us stuck or those detours that we sometimes need to take in order to get back to where we want to be.
Exactly. And I think everybody at one time or another gets stuck on whatever we need to accomplish in our life, whether it needs to be a better job or focus on a task we're working on, better relationships we need to have and create more wonderful people into our lives. And
No, first of all, nobody goes through life without baggage and without issues or without problems or without detours. So it's kind of learning how to take responsibility instead of getting stuck in the unnecessary problem or focusing on the problem or being angry about the problem or feeling victimized by the problem. It's taking charge, taking direction, and making better choices so the quality of your life becomes better.
So true, Carol. And I think everybody at one time or another also gets angry, fearful, blocks themselves with their negative thoughts or energies or however you want to call it, which doesn't allow good things to come to you or attract to you. And you're going to help folks out today to explore how we can just have a great roadmap to happiness. And everybody has their own direction, in terms of what they want in life, but if they follow the roadmap you suggest, they're going to have better chances of achieving it. So,
absolutely.
Let's talk about some of the common traps that prevent us from achieving our goals and dreams and, you know, just trying to find happiness. You just jump right into that, which I love. So,
well, you know, okay, one of the things that I think is a major common trap is so many people hold on to bad past experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes there are some people who have had terrible childhoods, some people who have had very bad relationships,
yep.
and some people who have not been given some good chances. You know, there's always that phrase that says, it's not the hand that's been dealt, it's how you play it.
Yeah.
And when a person holds on to a past experience, they do get stuck because they tend to repeat the same kind of behavior over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we see things like women who are as victims of abusive relationships tend to find the same type of partners even when they leave that partner, because one of those common traps of preventing
right.
yourself from getting to be happy is that you start to feel and think what has happened to you. In other words,
sure.
you start to think what happened to you was bad, therefore you are bad. You don't deserve anything better.
Right.
That because you haven't learned anything better, you don't think you can. And yet intellectually, we know that's wrong.
Right. And not everybody has the resources to go to therapy and become, enlightened about why they keep repeating these same patterns and, you know, how to get rid of some of the messages we bought into when we were young that were abusive physically or mentally. And so we do hold on to them. So how can we stop holding on to these bad past experiences, Carol?
Well, I think one of the things we have to do is recognize that we are responsible for the choices we make.
Mm-hmm.
And life is about choices. And you may not have had a better choice because you didn't know better
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
of some of these bad things that happened to you. But somewhere along the line, we get something in our head that says, I say that I don't deserve this, but I know in my heart that I do.
Right.
Or I think that he has the right to hit me, or she has the right to, you know, be disrespectful to me. But, you know, I just don't want to cause a rift. It's like, wait a minute. Your gut tells us all the time that something's not right with this. I don't feel right about this. This doesn't feel good. Or that night you can't go to sleep. You know things, but we ignore them. We have learned to ignore the real issues and focus on the wrong things.
Yes.
And every time somebody says, I'm not worthy, I'm not deserving, you just have to keep reminding yourself that life is about choices. And is that the choice you want to make
right.
today?
Oh, that's a good one. And, you know, so many of us as well make excuses. Guilty for our mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easy, and we learned that from childhood as well. Well, Bobby did that. I didn't do it. You know, I mean, we just kind of automatically sometimes flow into making excuses for our mistakes, which you talk about. How can we stop doing that?
Well, I think the first thing we have to do, one of my chapters in my book, I call the ABCs of life. And that's basically, you know, a concept that's been around for a very, very long time. I've just kind of tweaked it a little bit mm-hmm. for me. But the ABCs are attitude, behavior, and choice.
Mm-hmm.
The attitude is your mental state. When you're the type of person who's angry or depressed or anxious, then the way you look at life is always going to be about your anger, your depression, your anxiety, or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at attitude as what is your thoughts about this situation or this problem? What am I thinking? What am I feeling? How am I interpreting it? Am I interpreting it that because this person has done this, this is the only thing I can do? If
mm-hmm.
that's my interpretation, my behavior will reflect that.
Right.
In other words, I'm not going to do anything to change it. I'm going to stay stuck for as long as I need to.
Sure.
Or actually longer than I need to. C is the choices that I make. And
right.
I always go back to choices because I will never invalidate somebody who has had a horrific or traumatic experience or even childhood. But that does not mean that your past has to dictate your present. It does not mean that things in your history have to be relived in your destiny. That ultimately we have choice, and that if we can change our attitude, if we can change our mental state, mm-hmm. if we can change those negative thoughts or those unrealistic expectations we're putting on ourselves,
yep.
we can change our behavior, our reactions, our responses, and make better choices.
Mm, you are so right, Carol. When you talk about unrealistic expectations, you're not saying, and I know you're not, but I'm just being the devil's advocate here. You're not saying don't dream, don't have a commitment to find your passion. You're not saying that.
Oh, gosh, no.
You're just saying
absolutely not.
People need to change unrealistic expectations. What are some unrealistic expectations?
I think the first one, an unrealistic expectation that I hear all of the time, is that they almost have to be perfect.
Mm.
Or that everything in their life has to be perfect. Or everything has to follow a certain pattern. I mean, that's why people have obsessive-compulsive disorders, why they have anxiety disorders, because they have yet learned how to deal with those kind of faulty thoughts that make them think they're not worthy, they're not deserving. In other words, I can't rest unless I clean my house.
Right.
You know, well, I don't want to be a slob, but that doesn't mean that I can't say I'll take care of it later in the day. Or I don't want to, you know, the unrealistic expectations of people with eating disorders.
Right.
So much of that is geared around perfection and control.
Mm, yes.
So they try to control everything in their life and try to be perfect, because what's going on in their life that they're not happy. And that's what it always keeps coming back to.
Boy, it does.
People can be as happy as they choose to be, but if you have unrealistic expectations of what happiness looks like, you're not going to get it. As a college instructor, I tell students that if you want to major in a particular course, or you want to become, say, a therapist, you can't go take accounting classes. You'll never get what you want. And that's what people do in relationships. They want a good relationship, but they stay in bad relationships.
Right.
So they never get what they want. So no matter how much time they put in, they never achieve what they want. So the person who's taken accounting classes and computer classes goes to school for 2 years but never gets what they want, because they're not going in the direction they need to go. And it's the same thing in relationships and in life and in happiness, is if this is what you want, that's the direction you should be going. If you have unrealistic expectations, you're going in the wrong direction, because you're trying to find something that's perfect, and it's not.
That is so true. By the way, in case you just tuned in here, you are on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest today, Carol Bettino. She's a licensed professional counselor, public speaker, professor. She's done it all. And author of her latest book, which we're talking about, Directions, Your Roadmap to Happiness. I encourage you to call in if you have any questions for Carol about your issues or thoughts or anything you may want to talk about here at 323-203-0815. And, of course, you can instantly email me at docmichelle, D-O-C Michelle with two L's, at AOL.com. And we're talking about overcoming ourselves, basically. Something that I love that you talked about, Carol, was, and I say this all the time to clients, is we worry too much about what other people think. Boy, is that important. How do we stop doing that when we're so attuned to that ever since we're children?
Well, again, I go back to some similar things, and that is that we have to take responsibility for the way we think. That if I find myself being worried about what everybody else thinks, that I'm losing sight of what I think. Now, I'm all for balance. I tell people all the time, you know, just because I say you need to be able to do this, it doesn't mean it's the opposite is okay, because we all know 180 degrees of dysfunction is still dysfunction.
Mm.
So when you're wanting to overcome some of those kind of fears of worrying about what everybody else thinks, you have to learn to change your own negative thinking. You have to be able to stop being pessimistic, stop being always looking at what could go wrong, instead of saying what can go right. So when I'm worrying about what other people think, I just remind myself that they're entitled to their opinion.
True.
But I don't have to live my life their way. But I can always be open-minded, because sometimes their opinion can be very informative and can lead us out of a negative place into a more positive place.
Wow, that's so true. We just got an instant email here from a listener, and she wants to ask you a question. So let's go for
Alrighty.
It. All right, Carol. This is from Laura in Nevada, and she said, I love the idea of your book. She wants to find out how to pick it up, and we'll give her that information a little bit later. But she said, I am so stressed with work, my social life, and just trying to take care of everyday living. I'm overwhelmed. How can I manage that? How can I deal with feeling scattered and always going in different directions? That's a good question.
I love it. I love that question. First of all, we become stressed because we put too much on our plate. And there are things at work that can be very stressful. And sometimes it's a supervisor. Sometimes it's a coworker who's not doing their part. Sometimes it's that we're having to do so much in one day and we have no time for ourselves. You know, even when you're stressed at work, there is no reason why you cannot close the door. If you are a believer, pray. If you are one who likes to meditate, meditate. If you are somebody who needs to go out of the building and walk around the building or walk up the stairs or do what you need to do, take a 10-minute break. Smokers are allowed to do it. You know, just get up and take a break and do what you need to do to take care of yourself. When you're stressed at work, you're stressed at home, you're feeling overwhelmed by everything, you get this scattered feeling, it's kind of like, okay, I need to come back and become more grounded. And I need to recognize that I'm probably feeling what most people feel.
Right.
But I have to find out what works for me.
Yes.
For me, a lot of times if I pray, I feel so grounded. It's almost like I get an answer. Each individual has to find where did they find that little inner peace?
Right.
What did they need to do? Do they need to do breathing exercises? Do they need to take a notebook out and log some things in and journal? I say when you're really, really stressed out, write everything down. If you're at the computer, write everything into the computer and hit delete or shred the paper. Just get it off your chest. Just get it out of your head.
Boy,
but type it up. Curse if you need to. But make sure if it's on the computer, delete.
There you
go. If it's on paper, make sure you shred it, especially if you're talking about your supervisor.
Right.
So I think if you want to feel less scattered, you really need to kind of find what's your inner peace and what makes you calm down so your thinking can become more positive.
Great suggestions, Carol. You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest today, Carol Bettino. She's a professional counselor, public speaker, professor, and, of course, author of several books. And we're talking about her latest today. It's called Directions, Your Roadmap to Happiness, and sort of how to get your life on track in all different areas. And it's a sort of a workbook in a way, because I like the way that you make suggestions to people in each chapter to stop and think and just sort of take stock of some of the things that are going on in your life. And we talked about trying to control our thoughts and our lives by, well, we talked about eating disorders a little bit earlier, Carol. That's all about control. We know that. But you also talk about the opposite, and it's giving others control of our lives, which is not a good thing either. It's sort of a 180, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah. How can we prevent that? Is that a sort of a codependence thing, or
yes.
What's that about? Yeah.
Yes. I think when we are willing to give people control of our lives, it's because we don't feel good about our own selves or the direction we're going or the choices that we're making. So much of what I know and what I have learned is truly been through learning from other people. My clients have given me an enormous amount of information by listening to them that helps me now help other people. So I think that we have to come to grips with the fact that when we give up you know, our control to somebody else, it's usually because something's wrong. There's a difference between getting a knowledge from other people and using it versus giving up control. When we give up control, it's because internally we somehow feel a lot of shame, that sense of that we don't have value, we don't have worth,
right.
We don't make choices, and we just tend to do what comes natural.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is natural is unhealthy or dysfunctional or codependent.
Mm.
We need to make those kinds of changes. So giving up control is usually sometimes because it's easier to give in
right.
than stand up for yourself. And if you're around abusive people, if you are around angry people, if you are around controlling people or manipulative people, you will always give in to what they want because it's just easier
sure.
than having to fight or argue or hear things instead of being able to say, let's agree to disagree, or
right.
I respect your right to do it your way. Please respect my right to do it mine. When we learn to become more assertive and stand up for ourselves, we give less power and control away.
Boy, that's so true. And, Carol, you also talk about how to become more assertive in your book, which is really important because we learn not aggressive, but assertive. And when you become more assertive, you stand up for yourself, you feel better about yourself, and you draw boundaries with certain people, and it works better in your life. So,
well, you know, I think we all want that,
yeah.
but sometimes we don't stand up for ourselves or we don't set those limits or boundaries because we're going to ruffle people's feathers.
Yes.
We're going to get them angry.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that in families, in relationships, in friendships, in all kinds of things, there's all of these worrying about what everybody else is thinking. A true friendship, a true relationship is based on honesty. I've had a best friend for, you know, over 35 years.
Yeah.
And I mean, there isn't anything we can't tell each other.
Oh,
and we don't
great.
Have to worry about,
right.
gee, did I hurt your feelings? Because we don't intentionally go to hurt anybody's feelings.
Sure.
We're just trying to be honest. But most relationships are unable to accept honesty.
Right.
And that's where it makes it hard to set a limit or a boundary.
Sure.
So when you set a boundary and you say, I will not allow you to treat me like this,
mm-hmm.
or I will not do that just because it's what you need me to do,
mm-hmm.
or you stand up for yourself, instead, if you are in a healthy relationship, the person will say, well, I can respect that. I can understand that. And then you talk it out and you work it through and find a solution. But when you don't have a healthy relationship,
right.
you cannot set boundaries without it blowing up in your face.
Mm-hmm.
You stand up for yourself, and everybody that's always used to that person, you know, behaving a certain way, looks at you like you're the bad one.
Right, exactly. It's true. It's very
And that's what offenders
it.
Do. They turn
sure.
it around and make it about you.
Sure.
And by the time you're finished the conversation, you're apologizing for
that's
standing
right.
up for yourself.
And then you feel worse about yourself and say, why did I do that? And then it makes you have more low self-esteem, and it's like a cycle, isn't it?
Huh. That's right.
Boy.
That's why you really have to learn how not to take things so personally.
Oh, boy.
Because people's reactions are about them.
Mm.
You
mm.
cannot control them or their behavior.
Right.
What you can control is your reaction to them.
Exactly. And how many times have you said in your sessions, Carol, and your classes, it's not about you?
I know. I know. You know, now they have it on TV and
right.
we laugh when we hear it.
Right, right.
But the reality is, if
right.
I say something and you're angry about what I said, you
right.
can say to me, Carol, I don't think that was very respectful. Or, Carol,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't deserve to be talked to like that. And I'd have to say, you know, you're right, Michelle. I'm sorry. I'm just so ticked off right
yeah.
now. I need to just calm down. But in unhealthy relationships,
mm-hmm.
you can't confront a problem. You have to
mm-hmm.
stay stuck in the problem.
Yep.
And until people make a choice, a conscious choice, of saying, this is not the direction I want my life to go, they're not going to change it. In my other book, Better Choices, Better Life, mm-hmm. I talk a lot about how past experiences have an impact in our life mm-hmm. and why we sometimes think and feel and do what we do or why we get stuck in our shame or that codependency. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have a problem making better choices, because we're stuck doing the same thing over and over again.
Yep, we sure are. And on that note, you also talk about being rigid. You know, there's another side here. Sometimes, you know, we think there's only one way. We have goals, we have dreams, and we say there's only one way that I'm going to accomplish this goal. Well, you've heard so many times it's not the how.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to come. You have to put the action and the thoughts out there and follow your book, Carol Bettino, The Roadmap. But stop being so rigid. You talk about there's not one way to accomplish the goal. There are several alternatives always.
And that's what I think that we sometimes forget, that just because we think differently doesn't make one person right and the other person wrong. It just makes it different. And there are different ways to get somewhere. There are different directions to go. And some people prefer taking a freeway, others prefer taking side streets.
Right.
You know, so anything in life, we have preferences. I prefer one kind of a car, somebody prefers another kind of a car.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer one kind of a home, somebody prefers another home.
Right.
Some people would say, I'd hate to do what you do for a living. And I look at them and think, I hate to do what you do for a living.
Ooh.
It doesn't mean any of these things are bad. They're different. And if we can learn to respect ourselves, we learn to respect our own thoughts, our own feelings, our own actions.
It is so true. By the way, if you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest today, Carol Bettino. We're talking about her latest book. It's called Directions, Your Road Map to Happiness, and it certainly is a nice, comfortable read, and it does help you think about your life and things that block you in your journey, sort of like a Thomas Guide to Truth, right? But it really does, you know, help people get through a lot of their issues that keep them stuck and not going towards their road to happiness and coming out at the end and then continue moving on to yet but another venture, I guess. In your last chapter, you also talk about quotes and affirmations, and we'll talk about that from the Not So Famous, which are really cool.
You know how that got about?
Yeah.
I wanted to do another chapter, and I'm like, I'm so burnt out, I just don't want to write anymore.
Right.
And I said to my students that year and a couple of my friends, if you write an affirmational quote that I think would be appropriate for my book, I will put it in. And so I got people to do that, and they did.
Oh, that's great.
And I said, okay, I will start, you know, and try to get, you know, everybody to kind of work on it. And I thought that that's the way to do it. And and I wrote the quote, you know, my affirmational quote that I thought would be a great way of starting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't mind, I'd like to read it.
To
I always
hear it.
Have it jotted down.
Yep.
I am responsible for my happiness. I am confident and capable to seek every path, no matter how difficult, turn every stone, no matter how heavy, and overcome any obstacle, regardless how overwhelming, to achieve my goal.
Mm. That is wonderful. And in case you just said, wait, slow down, Carol, I want to hear that again. Folks, you can hear the download for the entire show will be available tomorrow and in history forever, as well as on iTunes for free in the iTunes store if you'd like to listen. But and I'll give you all that information and information on how to get a hold of Carol's book in just a little bit. But that is a beautiful affirmation. That's something I think everybody can resonate to and say, boy, I want to steal that one from Carol, because it's really powerful.
It touches, because it's really about thinking.
Right.
It's really about if this is my life, my happiness. That does not mean that I don't go the extra mile for people, that I don't go out of my way to help people, that I don't do things that I don't always want to do, but I think it's the right thing to do.
Correct.
But it just means if it's my goal, then I'm going to do what it takes to make it, and I'm going to. And for me, having faith is always such an important part of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I always believe that God gives me the direction to go where I need to go.
And, you know, I agree with the same thing completely. I've always talked about this on different shows. And everybody does have different, say, religious beliefs or so-called spiritual beliefs or whatever. But like you said, Carol, you're right. If there is some kind of guidance or higher power or whatever you can connect to, I think it's so powerful in connecting with that power within you and waiting for some information, just being patient with yourself, whether it's, like you said, meditation or prayer or just solitude of some kind, breathing exercises, find some of the answers without the garbage of noise going on around you.
And that's why we need some of those affirmational quotes. And I have a blog. It's called Directions. Although the book is called Directions, Your Roadmap to Happiness, the blog is called Directions, A Roadmap to Happiness. blogspot.com. And if they go on that, you can see that I have done positive affirmational quotes for the last 2 years. And I've got some good information on the blog. And if they join it, then anytime, like I'm on radio or TV or I've got something new going on, they'll be able to get that in their email.
That's terrific. And I will put that on the archives when the show is available for download as well tomorrow. Hopefully you guys jotted that down. And it really is a great blog. I've read it. I've been all your good websites and read your blogs. You talk about life has many twists and turns. What are some of the healthy ways that you suggest we cope with these twists and turns and unexpected things in our lives?
Well, I think a big part is that we sometimes have to understand that bad things happen to good people. And that terrible tragedies, traumatic experiences, and also losing loving people in our lives.
Yes.
And when these kinds of twists and turns happen, we have to remember that it's not what happens to us, it's how we deal with it. There are so many things that people don't deserve to have happen to them. And sometimes my heart breaks when I hear how much tragedy and trauma a person has, and I think, how much can they really take? But I think a big part of it is understanding that there is a lot of, you know, twists and turns that happen. There's divorce, there's loss of a job, there's a health problem, there's a death. And I think we have to understand that we're all unique, and we have to deal with it kind of like in a grieving process or a mourning process, where we recognize we did not deserve a bad thing to happen, but it has happened, and that we need to seek the help we need to help us through it. If we're angry, then maybe we need to be in therapy to help us deal with our anger.
Right.
If what has happened has gotten us, you know, depressed, then maybe we need to go get help for that as well. But I think we have to own the responsibility of what direction we want our life to go.
Mm-hmm.
We can't change what's happened, but we can change the direction we're going.
Boy, is that true. And by the way, I'm talking with author Carol Bettino, and her latest book, it's terrific. It's a great read, and it really will help you out if you're having some problems in your life. It's you know, just trying to find that roadmap that's going to get you to achieving your goals and what you want in life. And it goes through not only working on dreams in terms of jobs, right, in terms of just achievements that you'd like to accomplish, but also with relationships and how to have healthy relationships. So check it out. It's a terrific book. It's a good read. It's very comfortable. And it's Directions, Your Road Map to Happiness. And it's hard to let go of a lot of old baggage. It's hard to move on. It's hard to change our lives. But like you said, you know, Carol, you also talk about, you know, bad things do happen to good people. It doesn't mean that, you know, we're bad people. I always say, too, it's what have you learned from this? What can you take from this pain? And learn from it and move on. What is the life lesson here in this yucky thing that's happened to you or around you? And like you said, it's how we deal with it.
That's right, because there's a lot of people who have gone through horrible atrocities, and yet their attitude is so healthy.
Mm.
You know, they recognize that these bad things have happened, and but they put their faith in God. They put, you know, they go to supportive people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people are not fortunate. They don't have a lot of supportive people in their environments.
You know, they don't.
But
yeah.
It doesn't mean you can't seek out and find people who are supportive.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. They're out there.
Sometimes the people close to you are extremely dysfunctional.
Yeah.
So seek outside of that circle and find people that can be supportive and helping.
Oh, I agree. We just sort of get used to that drama, huh? It just sort of, it's almost like we're hypnotized or we're addicted to it. It just keeps on, you know. Yeah.
That's sad, but that's true. And that's why some people stay in bad relationships longer than they need to.
Boy, is that true. Hmm. At the end of your book, you also talk about the 10 commandments for loving relationships. And those are terrific. And of course, we don't have time to go through all those, but maybe you could share a couple of those with the listeners.
Sure. You know, when it comes to loving relationships and what I call the 10 commandments of love, of a loving relationship, we have to be able to recognize it's not one or the other. It's not right or the left. It's a balance in each one of these commandments. The first one is thou shalt accept your partner the way they are. Mm. In other words, if my partner is abusive, no, I am not accepting my partner the way he is.
Right.
If my partner is a cheater, no, I'm not going to accept my partner the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
But you never have to tolerate disrespectful behavior. But in the middle is I can accept the fact that, you know, some of the things annoy me, but, you know, in the scheme of things, they're not that important. So in other words, learn to pick your battles wisely.
Mm-hmm.
Is a quick way of saying it in a short amount of time.
Right, exactly.
Thou shalt not guilt. It is amazing how people always want to turn something around and make it about you, like you're wrong for feeling that way, or there's something wrong with you because you don't do it their way or you don't think their way.
Yeah.
Again, avoid, you know, your partner making you feel guilty, but you need to also not allow yourself to try to make your partner feel guilty. I have a phrase that I use actually in my first book quite a bit. I almost forgot my actual book, Better Choices, Better Life.
Right.
But my first book, Better Choices, Better Life, I talk a lot about, you know, don't should on yourself.
Right.
You know, the S-H-O-U-L-D.
Yep.
Don't should on yourself. Don't let others should all over you.
Yes.
And that comes really from guilt. People try to make you feel guilty.
Boy, it's so true. Something that I always say, which is along the same lines, and I think you probably do as well, Carol, is this is not a contest. Who can up someone else? We're not playing a chess game here in this relationship.
That's right.
You know, we're just basically trying to find out who's going to take responsibility for what we said or did and have some humility and lower the ego a little
bit
and just try to work it out only if you want to. But I do think people, to some extent, get a kick out of that drama. There's something about that excitement that, you know, is so, it's kind of sick, but it is so addicting sometimes. So you really
I think a big part of that is because we just get used to certain things.
Yes.
You know, we get used to growing up in a certain part of the country. I grew up in New York. Even though I've been out of New York for a long time,
right,
there's a part of me that will always belong to New York.
Sure.
As much as I love Arizona, I live in Prescott, and I love the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
There'll always be a part of me that has that New Yorker in me. And I think that's the same thing with, say, drama. It's something that you're just so used to. It's a part of you. But what I'm saying is if that being a part of you is no longer effective, is no longer healthy, is no longer good for you, then you need to own it, take responsibility for it, and make better choices about it so that the quality of your life starts to change.
Right. And also, it's so true, stop making excuses, because when I hear guidance, like you're talking about, or, you know, information that can really help people become more assertive, take control, take responsibility, many times there's always a, but it was so hard for me growing up, but I was abused, but I was, you know, and I understand and you understand, but I think the bottom line is then try to get some help working through the fact that, again, it wasn't about you.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the things, and I'm sure you do it as well,
sure.
but we validate the reality is that had to be very difficult going through what
absolutely.
You went through.
Right.
And you're absolutely right that you think that way and feel that way because you thought that way and felt that way a lot longer than your 3 months in therapy.
Yeah.
So it is hard to change it, but if we keep going back to those ABCs of life and recognizing that it's my responsibility to make a choice on what I will accept in life, what I won't, what I will tolerate, what I won't. When I change my attitude is I'm no longer willing to tolerate that. I'm no longer willing to accept that. I am willing to be alone and afraid than be with someone and be sad, depressed, anxious, miserable, whatever.
Yes.
It's stepping out of that comfort zone and truly coming to grips with it is my life and I need to make better choices if I want a better life.
Boy, is that true.
See,
so
even
true,
the names of my books focus on what life is. Better choices, better life. Directions, you want to be happy?
Yep.
Here's your roadmap to happiness. People would always say about, you know, when they give birth and they have a child and they do maybe not such a good job with their parenting and they say, well, there's no instructions when you come out.
Yep.
Well, I'm giving you instructions. Read it and make some changes.
There you go. Exactly. And on that note, folks, you can read it and make some changes. It is Carol Bettino's latest book, Directions, Your Road Map to Happiness. Carol, let the listeners know how they can get in touch with you and get a hold of your book.
Okay, as far as getting a hold of the book, you can go anywhere from Amazon.com to Barnes & Noble. Anywhere there's a bookstore, you can order it by either giving them my name or the word Directions, Your Roadmap to Happiness, or Better Choices, Better Life, or you just Google my name and so much comes up, probably
sure
more
does.
Than I'd like to come up. But they can also go on my blog and get more information, and that blog address is directionsaroadmaptohappiness.blogspot.com, and if you put the slash at the end, it'll automatically go to there. They can order the book, like I said, almost anywhere. My first book, Better Choices, Better Life, they could actually go on my blog, click on the picture of the book, and actually go directly to order it.
Neat.
But my newest book, they have to order it outright.
That's right. The Directions, Your Roadmap to Happiness. Thank you so much, Carol, for being on the show. And it's Bettino, by the way, listeners, B-E-T-T-I-N-O. There you have it. All the show that you heard today will be available to listen to tomorrow on download or replay, whatever you'd like. Thank you so much again, Carol, for being such a great guest. I sure appreciate
My
it.
My pleasure.
Come on back again soon sometime.
I will be happy to do that.
All righty. Take good care now.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, folks. That's how you can get a hold of it. Yeah, we all need a little roadmap to happiness, right? Sure. The Thomas Guide to Truth. The navigational system to reality. Thanks for being with me on the couch today, as always. You can contact me at docmichelle@aol.com if you have any follow-up questions or comments. And I wish you well. As I always do say, take care of yourself first, and then you will be great for others. That's the way it always works. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you next week. We're going to learn about how to become more attached to ourselves. Bye-bye.
Thank you.